Inc. magazine's out with its ranking the fastest growing companies in the United States of America. The Inc. 5000 is one of those annual lists that everybody really pays attention to. And a local company, Cloud Communications, was named in the list. And the interesting thing is, I mean, this is not a new company. This has been around for a while, and it's still growing. It was co-founded by Chris Moffitt. Cloud Communications Corp. is based in Dallas, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Same. Appreciate it.
So 15 years. I mean, was cloud communications a thing 15 years ago?
Just in its infancy. It really was almost a term back in the day.
So what brought you to this? Because you have a varied background. I know XO Communications and other places. What led you to starting a company with a really catchy and significant name, Cloud Communications Group? There can't be a better name than that.
Yeah, that one is nice. So I have to thank my co-founder, Keith Hatley. He picked the name. But we had worked together for a while and operational roles that you mentioned, XO and a few other carriers, and just kind of looked at what we were doing and what our customers at those companies were trying to do, and just thought we could do it a little bit better. We could provide a little bit more insight, guidance, and just decided to go out on our own and did so. Yeah, to your point about 15 years ago.
Yeah, and over 15 years, I'm sure this company has evolved rapidly from, you know, sort of something conventional. And now, I mean, I looked on your website to try to figure out, be sure that I knew exactly what you did. And it's like an eye chart. You provide services including UCAAS and CCAAS and SAAS and LA. What is all that stuff?
Our industry loves acronyms. Anything with the AAS is the as a service. So it's the subscription model. So UC would be Unified Communications, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, RingCentral. Those are kind of players in that space. CCAS is contact center. So customer experience, you know, used to think of call centers, but now those include texting, web chat, emails, all sorts of, you know, omni-channel communications.
And that's an area where artificial intelligence really seems to come into play, you know, making sort of, you know, palatable chats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's maybe a little bit more buzz in that space and hype than reality, but there is absolutely AI being deployed.
So was COVID wasn't a good thing for anybody, except in your industry. I would think that COVID must have given you a lift, because a lot of companies needed to get out on the cloud and use a lot of these services that probably hadn't.
That's true. It, you know, that the immediate shutdown, companies were used to staff coming into the office. They had infrastructure at the office. They had, you know, servers, computers, and then all of a sudden everybody's from home. And so it changes the stress and the dynamics put on the network. Where are people? How are they accessing information? It adds security complexities, and, you know, a lot of the cloud services are able to solve that. So that was, from a business standpoint, it was a lot of change, but it was good for us.
So what's the need in your industry right now? All I read about is data servers. You can't have enough data servers. And then you got to have electricity to provide the data servers. Then you got to have chips to put in the computers. It all seems to center around data servers.
It does. You know, I would say the biggest thing is complexity. There are... you know, if you think back 25 years ago or so, you had, you know, the Microsoft Office suite, and you type a document, and, you know, documents get emailed around. And now there's probably five or six different programs that will help you enhance your documents. So there's lots and lots of complexity. And so navigating that is where we try and fit. What are companies really trying to accomplish? And what of the literally thousands of different products out there can help them do it?
So if I'm a company, I come to you, and you tell me how to do what I want to do. You don't tell me what to do.
Correct. Yeah, we sit down, figure out, you know, what business challenge are you trying to solve? And then we'll help you find the right solutions and then also help you implement them. So not like a lot of consulting companies where we're going to tell you, hey, here's the great idea. Now have a good time and go implement that yourself. We're actually going to stick around and help you get it done.
This would seem to be a relatively crowded field, because I certainly hear a lot about the cloud and nobody seems to be able to do this on their own. So they have to go hire an expert or phone a friend or something or other to find out how to do it. How do you show this kind of growth, you know, after 15 years?
So we've got a great team. So we have some guys on staff here that have been Fortune 500 CIOs. We have people who've been, Fortune 5 CISOs on the security side. We've got guys with patents. And so it's really a great team that does truly look at it as, hey, we're going to try and help solve your problem. We're not just here to talk to you about a product, or I'm not here to make sure you know that my product can do, you know, everything under the sun. We're really going to try and help you solve the problem. And in most cases, you know, our team, somebody on our team has been in the situation of our client. So they know what they're going through. They know what the board's asking them. They know what, you know, the internal teams are looking for. And so it's that ability to relate. So that's been a big help for us.
So is this industry or sector specific, or is what you do applicable to people in every kind of business?
It really is applicable across any industry, really. Industries have their own needs and challenges. You know, healthcare, as an example, has all sorts of privacy laws. You know, you have, you know, shipping or trucking has different problems to solve. But the complexity is the thing that's really the factor across everyone in any industry. We try and help solve that.
And are you hands-on, or is this all virtual? Do you go into their office?
We have, yes, we have. What we've actually found, though, is most of our clients are all over the geography. So it's not like they have one office with all of their teams. Mm-hmm. They'll have people on the West Coast, you know, somewhere in the Central, the East Coast, and the South. So we do a lot of our work virtually, but we do, there's still something to be said for getting out and meeting people face to face and, you know, shaking hands and, you know, sharing lunch or a coffee.
Do you operate just in the U.S. or can you operate internationally?
We have international clients. Now, most of our, actually take that back, all of our clients are based here, but we do have, those clients have operations all over the world. So we have locations that we've worked on projects in France, Germany, all throughout Western Europe, you know, South America. So we do a little bit everywhere.
How do you keep up? I mean, this is, you're, I mean, every morning you wake up, there somebody has found some new wrinkle, or there's some new piece of software or hardware or new application, or somebody's come up with something new. I mean, it's never the same, is it?
No, it's not. And that's, again, I got to thank our team. You know, we've got some people that are really, really experts in their field. And we lean on some distributors that we work with as well. So it's a lot of continuing education.
So 20 years you've been doing this in technology, and we talked about that from Axo and others, you know, and the ability to adapt and grow. One thing I noticed you're a graduate of Cox School of Business. In fact, I had this conversation with my kids. I said, you know, very smart guy one time told me, he said, be a business major, because you could adapt and you could adjust, and you're going to have to, because it's not going to be the same thing all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm talking about that with my kids. You know, the jobs that I was looking at when I was, you know, in my early 20s aren't going to exist for them. So that adaptability is a key trait.
Well, congratulations on making the Inc. list. That's very impressive. I mean, one of the fastest growing private companies in America. And you're going to continue to grow?
That's the plan. Yes, that's the plan.
By acquisition?
We keep taking care of our clients.
By acquisition, or is it talent? I mean, is that the way you grow?
Yeah, ours has been all organic. We haven't made any acquisitions. And we're fortunate our clients have referred us. And so in several cases, they've been you know, handing us, you know, leads. Hey, I've worked with this person before. You could help them. Go talk to them. So we've been very fortunate.
Chris Moffitt is the co-founder, partner with Cloud Communications Corp Group here in Dallas. Good to have you with us. Congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.